Welcome to Sassy's Erotic Tales. I'm your hostess, Sassy. The purpose of Sassy's Erotic Tales is to open your mind to new adventures, to encourage you to get more creative, more romantic, more sexual. I hope you listened and it gets your mind racing on what you can do. And remember, AdamandEve.com is a great place for inspiration. Not to mention, they're my friends, so they give me a discount, which I get to pass along to you. So listen to this story, and afterwards, I'll give you a special offer code. Enjoy in a cinch.
My obsession began 3 Christmases ago. Frank always gave me 2 types of present, day and night. My day present would be the usual sort of thing, perfume or jewelry. And my night present might be a rainbow pack of ridiculously tiny thongs, a sheer negligee, or an outrageous bra and panty set. Then Frank's engineering business took off. We moved into a fashionable loft. My day present was a new car. That night, he gave me a very expensive corset. It was quite simple, really. Plain white, stiffly boned, with a concealed zipper at the front and laces in the back. It stretched from just below my tits down to where my hips swelled. I put it on and zipped it, then stood in front of a full-length mirror and asked Frank to pull the laces tight. He tugged. My waist shrank. It was a strange feeling, but incredibly erotic. I'd never looked or felt so sexy. As my middle was pressed in, my hips seemed to swell. My tits blossomed. It felt a bit uncomfortable at first, being squeezed so tightly, but I couldn't resist asking my darling to pull harder. He put a knee in my back and tugged the laces. It was incredible. By the time I'd been crushed 3 full inches, I could barely breathe, and nor could he. "You're gorgeous," he gasped. He scooped me up in his arms, which wasn't hard, him being 6'4" and muscular, and me average height and weight, carried me to the bed and ravished me. I had the best orgasm. He bought me another corset for my birthday. It wasn't quite as long as the first, black leather and a size smaller. By then I was used to wearing the white one. My waist had adjusted by an inch when I wasn't wearing it, and I was comfortable with being cinched another 2 inches with it on. When I unwrapped my new corset and saw how small it was, I was thrilled. Frank was just as excited as I was when he saw me with my waist whittled down by 4 inches. "I think that's it, don't you?" he said. "I can't see how it'd be possible to squeeze you any thinner." "We'll see," I said. I went online and Googled tight lacing. It was a revelation. I saw pictures and read stories about women who'd reduce their waist to 20, 18, 15, and even 12 inches. I was green with envy. There was no way I was ever going to get my waist down as far as some of those women had, but I determined to try. Each birthday and Christmas, plus Easter and Thanksgiving, Frank bought me new corsets, each one tighter than the last. I acquired a collection, from waist pinchers that were just 9 inches wide to full-length corsets that covered my tits and went down to the tops of my thighs. I had them in cotton, brocade, satin, silk, leather, and latex. I learned that steel stays were vital and rejected plastic and bone. I was tight-laced from morning to night, adjusting the tightness from 2 inches of compression for day wear to 4 or even 5 for evening. Sometimes I even slept tight-laced. Frank, for his part, happily tugged and strained until my breath was short and I cried, "Uncle!" One thing bothered me, though. I wanted to present myself to Frank fully laced, which I couldn't do for myself. I explained my problem to Frank. "How about I put a hook in the wall," he suggested. "You could loop the cords over it and walk away." "I'm not strong enough." "You're an engineer, Frank. Think something up for me." That night, Frank got busy drawing. I asked to see what he was coming up with, but he told me it was a surprise. The next day, I was barred from our bedroom while he worked. On day 2, he showed me his mechanical lace tightener. The clever man had adapted a garage door opener so that it retracted 1 inch at a time and installed it in the rafters. He demonstrated how the remote control worked. I pushed the button and held it. A steel cable with a hook on the end descended slowly from 20 feet up. I pushed again, briefly, and the cable retracted an inch. Another push, another inch. Perfect! I went shopping. The corset I found was exquisite. I was covered in narrow lavender and black vertical stripes. It was a size 16 waist. I'd been down to an 18 before, but not a 16. I could leave those 2 inches open and back, but it was my goal to eventually tighten all the way down. My tits sat in the demi-cup bra like pink dumplings, with my nipples just exposed. It came down to the top of my hips, leaving my rounded ass and mound nicely exposed. I rushed home, bathed, made my face up, and wrapped my new delight around me. The cable came down. Watching myself in the mirror, I reached back, pulled the cords as tight as I could manage, and hooked the loops over the cable's hook. I pressed the button. The cable started up, tugging me tight, tighter, and breathtakingly tight. I admired myself in the mirror. Perhaps I could bear it just another inch tighter. I pushed the button. The motor whirred. The cable pulled and squeezed and kept pulling and squeezing. I thumbed the button. The motor kept going. I was tugged up to my tiptoe and it kept on going. My toes left the floor. With the lift coming from my waist, I was bent in half in the air. I jabbed and jabbed. The motor stopped. Breathless and dangling, a foot off the floor, I tried to make the damn thing let me back down. It refused. I was stuck, and my weight was tightening my corset. Each breath I took, it crept tighter. I flailed in panic. That squeezed me even more. Finally, it stopped tightening when it hit 16 inches. I held still and waited, just trying to breathe. When Frank got home, he laughed. Problems? Get me down, I wheezed. He walked around me. I must have been some sight, naked, except for my perilously tight corset, dangling, helpless. Instead of helping me, he started to get undressed. What are you doing? He rested his hand on my bare bottom and caressed it idly. Me being so tall and you so short is fine, except for one thing. What? I never get to fuck you standing up. I've knelt on the bed, I protested. But even so, I have to bend my legs. He walked behind me, stark naked. The way you are now, you're at exactly the right height. Four? I'll demonstrate. Frank's hands pushed my knees apart. He stepped in closer. I felt the head of his cock nudge my slit and his palms on my hips. He pushed. I swung away and back, impaling myself on his stiff cock. His hips jerked at me. I swung away, almost coming off his shaft and back again. Each swing pulled my corset. Fucking tight-laced makes you lightheaded, which in turn makes for explosive orgasms. I'd never been so tightly bound. I'd never been so thoroughly fucked. I came and almost passed out. He rocked me faster and harder. My climaxes blended into one long delirium of ecstasy. Eventually, long after I was limp, Frank finally came. Tomorrow, you go corset shopping again, he told me. I don't think I can take one any tighter. Not tighter. I want you to find one that laces at the front. I want to do you again just like this, but face up.
I think I need an engineer in my life. I never, never would have thought of that in a million years. It's like Cirque du Soleil, only in your bedroom. Anyways, as promised, an offer code at adamandeve.com. Go there, do some shopping, and at checkout, type offer code SASSY. That's S-A-S-S-Y. You'll get 50% off almost any one item, 3 free adult DVDs, and a free mystery gift. So go shopping now. That's all for now on Sassy's Erotic Tales. Tune in next week for another sexy story. Until then, go shopping. and have sweet and sexy dreams.